We'll read a few scriptures first. The book of Micah in the Old Testament. Chapter 7.
我们从第七节读到第十节。
We are reading from verse 7 to verse 10.
我们一同读。
We'll read together.
至于我要仰望耶和华，等候那救我的神。我的神必应允我。我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。我虽跌倒，却要起来。我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。 不要忍受耶和华的恼怒，因我得救了他，只等他为我舔取，为我伸冤。他必领我到光明中，我必得见他的公义。那时我的仇敌，就是曾对我说：“耶和华你神在哪里的？”他一看见这事，就被羞愧遮盖。我必亲眼见他遭报。
他必被暂停，如同街上的泥土。我们就读到这里。We'll read this much.
第二处我们读马太福音26章。And
then the second place is in Matthew chapter 26.
我们从40节读到46节。
Reading from verse 40 to verse 46.
来到门徒那里，他们睡着了。对彼得说：“怎么样？你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得住了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意。” 肉体却软弱了，是又祷告说：“我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，不要我喝，就愿你的意成全。”又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦，耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告，说的话还是跟以前一样。于是来到门徒那里，对他们说。
现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吗？时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看哪，卖我的人进了。第三处，我们读《路加福音》22章。
And then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22,
我们从31节读起,
reading from verse 31,
读到第34节,
from 31 to 34.
主又说：“西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祷，叫你出于失去信心。你回头以后，要兼顾你的弟兄。”彼得说：“主啊，我就是向你撒尖，同你冲水，也是甘心。” 耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡叫以前，你要三次不认。
不认得我。
我们读经就是这么多。
We'll just read this much for now.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
The Lord who loves us, we thank you.
早上因着你的恩典，我们再一同聚集。
This morning, by your grace, we can gather before you again.
我们要借着你的话彼此勉励。
That through your word, we like to encourage one another.
我们借着你的话一同得帮助。
That we can be helped together.
求主对我们说话。
May you speak to us, Lord.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
你知道我们是一个容易失败的人。
You know that we are easily failed.
每一次我们在这里聚集。
Every time we gather here.
我们都是带着我们的软弱。
We come to you.
带着我们的需要来
in our weaknesses,
来等候在你的面前
in our needs we wait before you
就求你借着今天的话
May you through today's word
来帮助我们
to help us
让我们认识自己
that we may know ourselves
也更多的认识你
and the more we know about you
求主听我们的祷告
listen to our prayers Lord
也求你用你的宝血遮盖我们
may your precious blood covering us
遮盖这个地方
this place
让这个地方是满了你的同在
That this place is full of your blessing.
让仇敌没有机会在这里做工
That Satan will have no way to work here.
预备我们的心
May you prepare our hearts.
向你打开
And that we may open to you.
主我们仰望你
Lord we look to you.
我们等候在你的面前
We're waiting before you.
求主听我们的祷告
You listen to our prayers.
向我们施恩
And be gracious to us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
上一个主日，我们的弟兄谢弟兄在这里做了一点见证。
Last Sunday, our brother David Sia has given us a testimony.
我坐在那里听的时候
As I was sitting there listening to him,
我里头有一些感觉。
I have some feeling within me.
我今天愿意在这里和弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
So this morning I'd like to share with you, brothers and sisters.
今天不是讲道。
Today is not preaching.
是借着主的话，我们彼此有交通。
That through the Lord's word we may have fellowship with one another.
我选了一个题目。
I chosen a topic.
就是跌倒和起来。
It's all concerning falling down and standing up again.
我想我们每一个信主的人。
I believe that everyone who believes in the Lord,
我们蒙恩的人,
we have been receiving grace. We all have a heart desire.
我们不只相信主,
not only we believe in the Lord,
我们还愿意跟随主,
but we want to follow Him.
我们不只要做一个信徒,
not only be a believer,
我们还要做一个门徒,
but we also want to be a disciple,
学习来跟随主,
to learn to follow the Lord.
主对他的门徒说,
And the Lord said to his disciples,
若有人要跟从我,
If anyone would come after me,
就当舍己,
that he should deny himself,
背起他自己的十字架来,
and take up his own cross,
跟随我,
and follow me.
一个要跟随主的人,
anyone who wants to follow the Lord,
是一直往前去的人,
he is a person who always going forward.
在圣经里头,
in the Bible,
神是一直带领人往前走的神。
God is a God who always leading us to go forward.
神从来没有叫一个人走回头的路。
God never asks a person to turn back.
一直往前去。
But always forward.
在往前走的光景当中。
So as we go forward,
神的恩典托住我们。
God's grace is sufficiently upholding us.
那是因着我们的软弱。
But because of our weakness,
神让我们在这个路程当中学很多的功课。
God will let us learn many lessons as we continue that journey.
有的时候我们会在这个路上跌倒。
Sometimes we will fall down.
那么我们觉得很痛苦。
We felt that's painful.
我们觉得我们很失败。
We felt that we are failures.
我们有一点觉得好像为什么主让我这样。
And we ask, why did the Lord allow me to do this?
早上我就要交通这一个重点。
So this morning on the fellowship on this
有的时候我们的跌倒
Sometimes our failures
不是偶然的
It's not actually by chance
我们以为我们跌倒是完全因着我们的软弱。
We thought that sometimes we falling down is all because of our weaknesses.
不一定。
Not necessary.
我们有很多的跌倒是在神的旨意里跌倒的。
Sometimes our failures, our falling down was actually within God's will.
是神许可那个跌倒临到我们。
But that's God permitting our failures.
这一点是我们常常所忽略的。
That is something that we neglected.
我们以为说一个跟从主的人。
We thought that someone who followed the Lord.
他不会跌倒。
He will not fall down.
这是一个误会。
But that is a misunderstanding.
一个跟随主的人。
A person who followed the Lord.
有的时候会跌倒。
He can fall down.
而且这个跌倒是神的旨意让他跌倒。
But it was actually God's will that he should fall.
说到神的旨意。
We talk about the
神有一个永远的旨意。
God has an eternal will.
神有一个既定的旨意。
Something that has been found and
is not going to change.
It shall never be changed.
但是有的时候，神也有一个许可的旨意。
God has a permissive will.
在这个永远的旨意里头。
In that eternal will of God.
所以有的时候许可一件事情发生。
God sometimes permits. Something to happen.
好像是和他永远的旨意打叉的。
It was as if interruption to his eternal will.
但是从永远的角度来看。
But from the point of view of eternity.
他需要这样一件事发生。
He needs that to happen.
像以色列人是神所拣选的一个民族。
Like the Jewish people are a nation, is a nation chosen by God.
以色列人是神所拣选的他的子民。
The Israelites are the chosen people of God.
神也答应亚伯拉罕。
God also promised Abraham.
要祝福他的子孙。
That he will bless him and his descendants.
要让他子孙成为大国。
That his descendants will be a great nation.
要为神做见证。
To bear testimony for God.
这个旨意是神既定的旨意。
This is the will that God has determined.
是不会改变的旨意。
It's a decree by God, and it can never be changed.
但是在以色列人的历史当中，
But in the history of Israelites,
神许可他们软弱，
God allowed them to be weak.
许可他们跌倒，
God allowed them to fall down.
许可他们犯了许多神所不喜悦的事，
Allow them sinning against God in many ways.
这些都是在神的旨意当中，
But yet it's all within the God.Within God's will.
只等到有一天，
Until one day,
以色列全家都要归回，
that the whole house of Israel shall be saved.
都要蒙恩得救，
they shall be saved and returned to God.
这是很稀奇的一件事。
It is something quite amazing.
我想问弟兄姊妹，你跌倒过没有？
So therefore, I ask brothers and sisters, have you fallen down before?
你信主以后跌倒过没有？
Have you fallen down before after you believe the Lord?
跌倒也可以说是失败。你失败过没有？
In a sense, falling down means you have experienced failures. Have you failed before?
我们必须承认。
We must confess.
我们虽然是神的儿女。
Even though we are children of God.
我们蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved by grace.
但是在我们跟随主的道路上。
But in the journey of following the Lord.
我们有跌倒。
We have fallen down.
而且常常跌倒。
And many times.
我们有失败。
We have failures.
有许多的失败。
Many failures.
有的时候我们跟随不上。
Sometimes we like to follow, yet we could not follow on.
我们就停下来。
And we stop.
有的时候我们逃避神。
Sometimes we are running away from God.
有的时候我们得罪神。
Sometimes we sin against God.
我们有许多的失败。
We have many failures.
我们有许多的跌倒。
Many, many failures.
但是这个不要灰心。
But we will not be frustrated.
神许可我们经过我们的软弱。
God allow us to experience our weaknesses.
让我们知道我们不是一个强壮的人。
That we may know that we are not strong.
除了他以外，
apart from him,
除了依靠他以外，
apart from relying on him,
我们不可能自己站住。
We cannot stand by our own feet.
我们不可能自己好好的甘心情愿的跟随主。
We cannot willingly follow the Lord all the way.
在新约里一个最明显的例子就是彼得。
In the New Testament, there was a very clear example, which is Peter.
彼得是主所喜悦的一个门徒。
Peter is a disciple that the Lord loves.
彼得曾经 承认说他对他做见证说你是永生神的儿子。
We remember Peter once declared that by testimony, by revelation that Jesus is the Son of the Eternal God.
你是神的受膏者。
He is God's anointed one.
不管别人怎么对你认识。
No matter what people think of you.
但是彼得把主耶稣的身份清清楚楚地宣告出来。
Yet Peter was able to declare clearly the true identity of the Lord Jesus.
所以主对他有特别的一个托付。
So therefore, God, the Lord Jesus has given Peter a special commission.
主对彼得说
，The Lord said to Peter,
我要把这个教会建立在磐石上。
I want to build the church on the rock.
你是彼得
，You are Peter.
你是我将来所要用的一个人。
You are someone that I want to use.
在建立教会的这件事上。
In concerning the church,
我要把这个责任托付你。
I want to commit this responsibility to you.
这是彼得。
This is Peter.
第二天，主带门徒上了高山。
The next day, the Lord had brought the disciples up to the high mountain.
他也带着彼得、雅各和约翰。
He brought with him Peter, James, and John.
主把他的荣耀向他们显现。
The Lord had revealed his glory to them.
所以彼得是亲眼看见主得着荣耀的。
So Peter is a person who personally witnessed the glory of the Lord.
用今天的话说，彼得是主大用的一个仆人。
In a sense, it's today's word that Peter is someone that greatly used by God.
但是稀奇在圣经的记载里头。
But amazingly, in the record of the Bible,
彼得能是三次不认主。
Peter could three times deny the Lord.
在不是在什么，在一个特别的环境。
In a special circumstances，
当主耶稣被捉拿带去受审判的时候
，When the Lord Jesus was captured and taken into judgment，
先是到大祭司的地方。
Firstly, went to the great high priest。
然后大祭司把他转交给地方的官员，就是比拉多。
And then the great high priest sent him to Pilate。
在这个过程当中。
So in that process,
彼得竟然三次不认主。
Peter could three times deny the Lord.
在一个大祭司的使女面前。
Even before a maid of the high priest.
他能够坚决地说我不认识他。
He could strongly deny that he did not know the Lord.
我和他没有关系。
I have no relationship with him, he said.
我从来不认识他。
I never knew him.
这一位认主是基督的人。
This is the same man who confessed Jesus is the Christ.
在一个压力的底下。
Yeah, under a small pressure.
在一个受逼迫的情形底下。
Under a situation of being persecuted.
他竟然不认主。
He could deny the Lord.
而且三次不认。
And three times he did that.
那这一件事情主事先已经说对他说了。
Yet this was prophesied before it happened.
主耶稣让他们警醒的时候
，When the Lord Jesus tell them that they need to be watchful,
彼得说：“我愿意和你同死。”
Peter said, "I'm willing to die with you."
我也不会不认你。
And I will not deny you.
我情愿和你同死。
Even though I may die with you,
和你一同受苦。
To suffer with you.
要是其他的人都不认你
Even others will forsake you.
我不会
I will never forsake you.
我永远不会不认你
I will never forsake you.
但是主说
But the Lord said to him,
在今天晚上这个今天夜里黎明的时候讥笑以前
But he said, the Lord said to him, Peter, today,
你要三次不认我
You shall deny me three times.
我想在我们信主的过程当中
I believe that in the process of knowing the Lord,
我不知道你是有没有这样的光景
Have we been through such a situation?
就是在人的面前否认你的信仰
That we have denied our faith before men.
在公开的场合 你隐藏你自己的身份
In the open public area, you deny or you hidden.
你不愿意把你基督徒的身份摆出来。
You're not ready to tell people that you are a Christian.
但是彼得曾经这样做过。
But Peter once did that.
但是主预备一个鸡在那里叫了。
So as the Lord prepared a cock to crow.
鸡叫是在黎明的时候。
That is before the morning came.
鸡叫了以后，彼得听见鸡叫。
So when Peter heard the rooster crows,
圣经这样形容说，彼得就想起主对他讲的话。
And the Bible say Peter remembered what the Lord said to him.
主耶稣曾经宣告说，你三在鸡叫以前。你要三次不认我。
The Lord declared to him that you shall deny me three times before the rooster's crow.
他想起这个话，他就跑出去，大大的痛苦。
And when he remembered this, he went out and wept.
这一件事，彼得就不认主，是主所知道的。
It's something that knew by the Lord.
是主所许可的。
Something that permitted by the Lord.
主让他借着这件事情。
That the Lord through this matter,
来认识他自己,
to know himself,
他没有什么可以夸口的,
that he had nothing to boast about,
他和其他的人一样,
he is like other people,
他不过是一个普通的人,
he's just a normal,
是一个软弱的人,
someone who is weak,
没有什么可以值得夸口的地方,
he has nothing that he can boast of.
主耶稣让彼得亲自的经历他自己的软弱。
So therefore, the Lord Jesus allowed Peter to experience his failure.
但是我们刚才读的路加福音那里说
，But in Luke's Gospel, it tells us.
主老早对彼得说
，The Lord already said to Peter a long time ago.
彼得啊，我已经为你祷告
，I have prayed for you, Peter.
叫你不至于失去信心
，That you shall not lose your faith.
你跌倒以后
，After you have fallen.
回过头来
and when you return,
你要帮助你的弟兄
you need to help your brothers.
主还是要用他
the Lord want to continue to use him.
我相信彼得经过这一次的软弱
I believe that when Peter experienced such a failure,
他再起来的时候
when he rise up again,
他再不能夸口
he cannot boast of himself anymore.
他要夸口的话只能夸主耶稣的恩典。
If he wants to boast anything, he can only boast the grace of the Lord Jesus.
这是我们许多跌倒失败过的人。
This is for many of us who have failed before.
我们所学的功课。
And the lessons that we will learn.
若是我们没有跌倒过。
If we have never fallen before.
我们就不会去帮助那些曾经跌倒的人。
Then we will not know how to help those who have fallen.
主也没有办法用我们。
And the Lord cannot use us.
就说你回头以后。
The Lord say, when you return,
要帮助你的弟兄。
You need to strengthen your brother.
我已经为你祷告。
I have prayed for you.
这表示说彼得的软弱。
In the sense, it says that Peter
主早就知道。
The Lord knew about it.
主还为他祷告。
And the Lord have prayed for him.
叫他不要失了信心。
That his faith shall not fail.
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
我不知道你的经历
We know your experience, what it was.
你一直觉得你自己刚强吗
You felt that you are strong?
你一直觉得你比别人 更刚强吗
Do you feel that you are stronger than others?
你有没有曾经讥笑那些跌倒的人
Have you ever laughed at people who have fallen down?
他在这件事上跌倒我不会
He has fallen in this and I will never fall.
你有没有看不起那些曾经失败的人
Do you despise those who have failed before?
这个人太差了
You think that,、oh, this
我比他好得多
I am better than him
这是你有没有这样的感觉
Have you had such a
有没有这样的经历
experience?
若是有的话
If you have
你想想彼得
Then you think about Peter
彼得的软弱主知道
Peter's failure is a lot new.
主为他的软弱祷告
And the Lord has prayed for his failure.
让他起来以后能成为主所用的一个人
So when he come back and return, he can become someone useful to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们跌倒失败的时候
If we fall and fail,
我们不要灰心
Let us not be
不要失去信心
losing faith.
要知道主是天天纪念我们
But to know that the Lord is remembering
知道我们的软弱
And he knew our weaknesses
他不愿意他的儿女们 失败软弱。
He would not want his children to fall and fail.
他是来扶持我们，来保守我们的主。
He is keeping us, he is protecting us.
所以也不要为着你自己跌倒，丧气。
So therefore, do not give up because you have fall.
刚才我们读米迦书第七章。
Just now we read in Micah.
米迦是一个当时的先知。
Micah was a prophet in those days.
当时以色列国已经分裂了。
That time, the Israel nation has been divided.
当米迦的时候，他是犹大国的一个先知。
And Micah was Judah's prophet.
当时的君王都已经在神的面前被厌弃了。
That time, the kings of Israel has been rejected by God.
所以神兴起先知和祭司来管理以色列人。
And God has raised up prophets and priests.
在犹大国，这个先知米迦。
And Micah was the prophet of Judah.
他有一个态度。
He has this attitude.
我们刚才读的时候，我们知道他说：“我虽然跌倒。”
Just now we have read. Just now, even if I fall,
却要起来。
That I will rise up.
我虽然在黑暗里。
When I sit in darkness,
耶和华乃是我的光。
The Lord will be a light to me.
诗篇二十七篇那里说。
Psalm 27 says that.
耶和华是我的亮光。
The Lord is my light.
我还怕谁呢？
Who shall I be afraid?
是耶和华让我们从黑暗里出来的。
And it's the Lord that allow us to come out of darkness.
我们的主把我们从黑暗里拯救出来。
The Lord has delivered us from darkness.
他就是我们的光。
And He is our light.
他光照我们。
He has enlightened us.
叫我们在黑暗当中有盼望。
So that we may have hope in darkness.
所以米迦能够说。
So Micah can say that,
我虽然跌倒
even though if I fall down,
却要起来
I will arise.
这是每一个跌倒的人
so everyone who has
应该有的一个态度
you should have that attitude.
我们已经是 属主的人
We belong to the Lord.
我们的跌倒不是一直倒在那里
Our falling down will not remain being fallen.
仇敌 希望我们倒下去就起不来
The enemy wants us to fall down and stay there.
这是今天撒旦的工作。
This is the work of Satan today.
撒旦已经统治了整个的幽暗的世界。
Satan has power over all the kingdom of darkness.
这个世界乃是活在撒旦的权势底下。
So this world is living presently under the power of Satan.
没有信主的人。都是活在黑暗的世界。
Who do not believe in the Lord, they will live in the world of darkness.
魔鬼不需要再去怎么样，笼罩他们。
So Satan do not need to do
any more work. 他们已经在他的手中。
Because everyone who are not saved are in his power.
撒旦今天在世界上的工作就是要攻击神的儿女。
And today Satan's work is actually attacking the children of God.
在每一个跟随主的人身上
So in the life of everyone who follows the Lord
他是一直在找我们的缺点
He is always looking out for our weaknesses
找机会
To find opportunity
来攻击我们
To attack us
好像圣经告诉我们
That the Bible said to us
魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子
That Satan is like a roaring lion
遍地游行
He's roaming about,
寻找可吞吃的人
seeking those he can devour.
这一个话是对着信徒说的。
This is a word to all the believers.
他是在信徒当中寻找那些有机会给他下手的人。
He's looking for opportunity for him to hurt the believers.
他要利用任何的手段来这样的进行他的工作。
So he wants to use this to attack.He's the people of God.
上一个主日我们唱的那一首诗歌
Last Sunday, the hymn that we sang
就是一位弟兄陈恩福弟兄做的
It was a hymn written by brother 陈恩福
我认识这一位弟兄
I knew this brother
他比我年纪大一点
He was a bit older than me.
他还做了一首诗歌，在我们的诗歌里头。
And he has another hymn that was in our hymn book.
就是主啊，我深爱你。
Say God, I truly love you.
好像是263首。
I think it's 263.
他1937年。
In 1937.
他神学毕业的时候
After he graduated from theological college,
他做了那一首诗歌
He has made that hymn
主啊我深爱你
Lord I truly love you
我愿意永远属于你
I want to belong to you forever
我把我的心完全交给你
I want to give my heart totally to you
这是他毕业的时候做的一首诗
This is the hymn that he has composed when he graduated
是不是263首263首
263.
哦，这是上一首230首
230.
230首主啊我深爱你
230.
也是同一位弟兄做的
It's written by the same
1936年
1936.
他从神学院毕业
that he graduated from theological
他做了这一首诗
and composed that, that hymn
但是我们上一次唱的那一首诗主的妙爱
and then in the hymn that we sang last week
他第一句话说亲爱的主你今召我回来面临你爱使我深觉惭愧
Dear Lord, now you call me back to you.
像我这样
I was truly
已经还肯爱我
shameful. But like me, person like me, yet you seek me and love me.
主你爱真是令人难猜
Lord, your love is totally unpredictable.
第二节
Second verse.
我虽曾说主啊我深爱你
Yet I once said that, Lord, I truly love you.
那就是到230首。
That was the history in 230.
这位弟兄他说了这一首诗歌以后
After he composed that hymn.
但是很可惜
But pitifully.
那是抗战的时间。
During the war.
那么日本人来打中国了。
And Japanese people were attacking China.
那么在环境的改变底下
So under the change of environment.
他就去抗战了。
He decided to go and join the army.
但是他说参加的是共产党的军队。
But yet he joined the Communist Party army.
他去做了一个共产党的干部。
He became one of the workers.
在那一段时候。
In those days.
不知道是他的心理是怎样的转变的。
We're not sure how he changed.
他就做了一个。离开主的一个工作
He had involved in the work that is a part of
the work 因为环境的改变
Because of the changes
他也改变了
He also changed
只等到1940几年
Until in late 1940s
将近这个1947年还没有胜利
In 1947 before the victory
这个1945年胜利了
Yes, Actually, in 1945, they had
declared
victory over the Japanese.
在共产党的那个体系当中做了一个很高的干部了。
And he was actually became a very highly valued member of
the Communist Party. 大概中高级的干部。
Someone who is a middle high level of leadership.
他遭遇了一个环境。
He has that circumstances.
他走投无路了。
When he came to nowhere.
主的爱再一次摸着他。
The Lord's love touched him again.
他觉得他所遭遇的这一切。
He felt that all that he had experienced.
都是他不能应付的。
It is something that he cannot endure.
主的爱摸着他。
Yet the love of the Lord touched him again.
他觉得他的遭遇是因为他离开了主。
He has met with all these circumstances because he had departed from the Lord.
他就回头过来。
So he repented and returned.
那他就做了。我们上一次唱的那一首诗。
And so he made that hymn 263. The amazing love of the Lord.
那么以后他就做见证说。
And later on he testified and said.
那一次的经历。
That experience.
让他彻底的认识。
Let him truly know that.
他自己的何自己是何等的不配。
How he is so unworthy.
不配主的爱。
He's unworthy of the love of the Lord.
不配主的恩。
And the grace of the Lord.
但是主把他带回来。
But yet the Lord brought him back.
所以在他第二首的诗歌里头。
So in the second hymn,
he said
another word.
主啊，现在我不敢离你怀。
Now I dare not depart from you, Lord.
我又何敢辜负你的恩爱。
How should I deny your love again?
我恳求你保守我不失败。
May you protect me so I will not fail again.
直到你爱被我充分了解。
Until I fully know the full extent of your love.
我听他说见证的时候。
When I listen to him bearing this testimony.
就是他刚做的这一首诗不久。
It's after he wrote him 263.
我第一次唱这一首诗歌。
The first time I sang that hymn.
是在他的做见证的一个聚会当中。
It was in that testimony meeting that he was there.
我是48年信主的。
I believe in the Lord in 1948.
我的信主和他也有很大的关系。
And I come to believe in the Lord got something to do with him.
我四八年信主以后。
In 1948, after I believe.
49年，我也面临一个很大的挑战。
I myself faced with a great challenge in 1949.
中国整个的大陆都已经变色了。
Because in 1949, the whole of China began to change.
无神论的人。
There are people who are anti-God.
掌握了政权。
They have took power.
他们针对基督徒。
They are persecuting Christians.
有很大的难处。
And that is a great difficulty for the Christians.
他们不是明明的迫害基督徒。
They are not openly persecuting Christians yet.
他们表面上说信仰自由。
Outwardly they say belief is free. Everyone can free.
但是实际上没有信仰的自由。
Actually, there's no freedom at all.
所以1949年我们也面临同样的光景。
So in 1949, we are faced with the same problem again.
那个时候我在大学的第四年。
That time I was in the fourth year in university.
我们说接受的要洗脑了。
And we are to begin the brainwashing process.
我们要最主要的课是政治大课。
The first most important lesson is the political lessons.
第一课就是从猿到人，人是从哪里来的。
And so the first lesson is that where does human being come from?
我们的信仰，我们知道，圣经告诉我们，宇宙是神所造的。
The Bible tells us that God created the whole universe.
人是神所造的。
And man was created by God.
但是我们说面临的这个课程呢，劳动创造世界。
And then we are taught that labor create the world.
从猿到人。
That from, we are came from monkeys to man.
人是从猿猴变的。
So man came or evolved from monkeys.
所以所有的基督徒只要在学校里都要面临这个信仰的挑战。
So every Christian are facing with the challenge of their faith in all the schools and universities.
很多的人就是这样受迷惑。
And many people are confused.
就倒下去了。
And they have fallen down.
那么陈恩福弟兄的见证。
So brother Chen Enfu's testimony.
让许多的人得到鼓励。
Have caused many people to be encouraged.
那个时候我们的生活是在学校里。
So at that time, we were living in the hostel.
所有的基督徒在天还没有亮以前。
Many Christians will gather together before the day dawn.
我们就在一个地方一同祷告。
We will pray together in one place.
求主给我们恩典，能够过这一天的日子。
We pray that God will give us grace to go to that day.
天天这样。
Every day we are like that.
那即使这样，还是有的弟兄姊妹退下去了。
Even then, some brothers and sisters will have still experienced failure and fallen back.
不过感谢主，到八零年的时候。
But praise the Lord, when in 1980,
我有机会回到中国去。
I have the opportunity to go back to China.
和从前在学校里的弟兄姊妹也有见面。
And I met those brothers and sisters that was with me in the university.
好多人 那是退去的人又回来了。
Many of those who have fallen away have come back to God.
他们经过一些试炼以后，
After certain trials,
神总是借着许多的环境让他们回到神的面前。
God has caused them to come back to Him through circumstances.
每一个人都学一个功课。
And everyone learned the same lesson.
人是靠不住的。
Man is not trustworthy.
我们不能靠着我们自己的励志，我们的努力来走这一条路。
We cannot live and walk this journey by our own strength.
而最大的动力让我们回来的就是神的爱。
And the greatest motivation for us to return.
神是用他无限的爱，永远的爱来保守我们。
God calls his unceasing love, abounding love to protect us.
让我们认识自己的软弱。
That we may know our weaknesses.
也让他让我们认识那有爱我们的神。
And that we may know the God who loves us.
世界可以天天改变。
The world can change every single day.
神的爱永不改变。
Yet God's love will never change.
我们可以常常软弱。
We can be weak.
但是神负他的责任。
But God will bear His responsibility.
他让我们起来。
He wants us to rise up.
我们不知道为什么。
We are not sure why.
神会给临让我们临到一个环境。
That we can come to a situation.
让我们再一次。被他的爱激励。
That we may be encouraged by his love again.
再一次被他的爱说好像抓住我们。
That we may be captured again by his love.
让我们回到他的面前。
That we may return to him.
所以今天我能够在弟兄姊妹面前说。
So therefore today I can say,
不管你是怎样的失败或者跌倒。
No matter how many times or how severe you have fallen.
总有神的美意在那里。
God has a purpose in that.
只要你给神找到了。
Once you've been found by God.
只要你是个蒙恩蒙爱的人。
As long as you have been receiving grace and love by Him.
你可以有多次的跌倒。
You can fall many times.
但是神一定会把你找回来。
But God will find you, will find you and bring you back.
在许多的人身上。
That in many people's lives.
都有这样奇妙的故事。
They all can tell the same amazing stories.
人是软弱的。
Man is weak.
但是神不放弃我们。
But God will never let us go.
要是神要放弃我们的时候的话。
If God had let us go,
他不会救我们。
Then he will not save us again.
他不会来寻找我们。
He will not save, he will not leave us.
他不会找到你而救了你。
He will not found you and save you.
他只要救了你和我。
If he has found you and saved you,
他的爱让他不能放弃我们。
Then his love will never let you go.
因为他不是来救一个好人。
Because he's not coming here to save the righteous.
他不是来救一个可爱的人。
He's not saving someone who is lovely.
他来就是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
He came and seek the lost.
一个丑陋像我们的人，这样的人。
Weak, those who are weak and ugly.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
所以我们跌倒不要灰心。
So we never feel frustrated if we fall.
很可能你有一次的跌倒，
Maybe through that failure,
就让你更加的蒙恩。
That you may be receiving more grace.
我不愿意这样的讲。
I do not want.
但是我的感觉是这样，神好像用他的智慧来设计了一些课程。
I do not want to say this, but as if God is, by His wisdom, He has.Fashion environment.
让我们借着跌倒失败来学功课。
That through our failures and falling down, that we may learn the lesson from.
因为像我们这样的人，
that people like us,
若不是有失败，
if
失败过，
not through failures,
若不是跌倒过，
if we have never fallen down,
我们从来不认识，不承认我们会跌倒。
Then we can never admit that we can fall.
我们从来不承认。我们会失败。
And we can never admit that we can fail.
我们总是刚强的。
We think that we are always strong.
我们总是站得住的，站得牢的。
We always can stand firm.
我们太相信自己。
We believe in ourselves.
我们没有好好依靠主。
But we do not trust in the Lord.
我们也不没有经历主的大能。
And we have never experienced the mighty power of God.
主是怎样去扶持一个软弱的人。
How God has support and help us.
主是怎样去扶持 一个跌倒的人。
How God can support someone who has fallen down before?
这是很奇妙的事。
It is something quite amazing.
所以你有这样的经历以后，你再去读罗马书八章二十八节。
So after you have those experiences and you go back and read Romans 8:28,
那里的圣经解释说万事互相效力。
In that verse it says that all things work together.
这个万事是凡事。
Means that everything.
每一件发生在神儿女身上的事。
Everything that happens in the life of the children of God.
都是为着那一个神让我要成全我们的那个旨意。
It's according to that will that God has formed to
每一件事
everything.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在生活中的每一件事
，Brother sister, in everything that we have gone through in our daily life,
都是神让他为我们效力的。
It's basically God has fashioned them so that they may work together for us.
让我们蒙恩的
，that we may receive grace.
让我们更多的认识他的。
That we may know more about him.
让我们更多的经历他的。
That we may experience more of him.
没有一件事是例外的。
Nothing is acceptable.
凡事都互相效力。
Nothing is not happening without God.
神许可的每一件事情。
God has permitted everything.
都是为要造就我们的。
So that we may be edified.
帮助我们站得住的。
To help us stand firm.
帮扶持我们呢。好好走前面的路的。
He is protecting us so that we may go forward freely.
没有一件事是偶然的发生在我们身上。
Nothing happened by chance.
所以我们敢说，我们许多的跌倒是在神的旨意当中。
Therefore, we dare to say that our many failures was within the will of God.
好像主知道彼得要不认他。
Just like the Lord Jesus knew that Peter would deny him.
是主所许可的。
But yet it was permitted by the Lord.
在旧约一个比较绝对的例子。
In the Old Testament, there was a more definite example.
就是约伯记所记载的。
That was recorded in the book of Job.
约伯这一个人是敬畏神的人。
Job is a man who feared God.
他敬畏到一个地步，远离恶事。
He feared God so much that he is apart from all evil.
他凡事都要讨神的喜悦。
In everything he wants to please God.
神喜悦他。
God loved him.
但是神许可撒旦来攻击他。
Yet God permitted Satan to attack this godly man.
他的故事我们很熟悉。
His story we are familiar with.
为什么撒旦攻击约伯？
Why did Satan want to attack Job?
让他落在极大的痛苦当中。
That he should fallen into such a great, terrible pain and suffering.
在他的家里。
In his family.
他所有的产业。
All his properties.
都损失了。
And he has lost them.
忽然之间。
In a sudden.
儿女都死掉了。
And even his children, they all die.
不止这样，他的肉身还是受苦。
Not only that, his physical body also in pain.
许多的病痛临到他。
Many suffering, many sickness came to him.
让他全身都受苦。
His whole body was in pain.
他为什么这样呢？
Why?
撒旦的攻击。
Because he was under the attack of Satan.
而且撒旦是得着神的许可。
And Satan actually received permission from God
来攻击他
to attack Job.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有受到约伯那样的待遇。
Brother and sister, we have never received the same circumstances like Job.
但是原则是一样的。
But the principle is the same.
撒旦不愿意放过我们。
Satan would not want to let us go.
如果神没有许可他。在我们的身上有约伯的遭遇。
But God did not permit Satan to give us the same experience as Job.
但是原则上
But the principle
神会同意让我们有一些跌倒。
It's the same that God allow us, permit us to fall.
少少的受一点苦。
That we may suffer a little bit.
为的是什么呢？
For what purpose?
约伯的结果，受试炼的结果。
So Job's result or fruits of suffering,
我们都很熟悉的他的 他末了的见证。
We are familiar with his testimony.
从前我是风闻有你。
In the past, I heard about you.
今天我是亲眼看见了你。
Now I have seen you with my own eyes.
这个你是谁呢？
Who is this person?
这个你就爱他的神。
Which is the God who loved him.
从前我是风闻有一位爱我的神。
In the past, I heard that there was a God who loves me.
经过苦难以后。
But after suffering,
我亲眼看见了我所爱的神。
I personally witnessed the God who loves me.
我这个人是完全不配的人。
In the past, I'm totally unworthy.
我只配在灰尘当中懊悔。
I'm only worthy to repent in ashes and shame.
这是约伯的经历。
This is Job's experience.
恐怕没有一个人受苦难比他更多。
No one suffered greater pain than him.
在新约的彼得，我们刚才讲过。
We talk about Peter.
他说，就算所有的人都离开你，我也不离开你。
If all men has departed from you, I will.
我愿意和你一同受苦。
I want to suffer with you.
一同坐监。
I want to go to jail with you.
甚至一同受死都可以。
Even die with you, that's fine.
但是结果，别的人没有否认主。
But the result is no one else denied the Lord.
彼得三次不认主。
Yet Peter denied the Lord three times.
结果他去痛苦。
And therefore he was in suffering.
懊悔。
And he repented.
这就是彼得的经历。
That is Peter's experience.
所以有一位弟兄。
Therefore, there was a brother.
他曾经说。
He once said this.
每逢逼迫临到我的时候。
Whenever persecution comes to me.
我愿意双手接过来。
I'm willingly to accept them with my both hands.
我愿意。和我的苦难亲嘴。
I would like to kiss the tribulations.
我会问主说，这一次你又要我学什么功课？
And I'll ask the Lord, Lord, what else? What are the lessons you want me to learn this time?
这是神所许可的临到我们。
This is what was permitted by God.
因为圣经告诉我们，他从来
Bible says
不是白白的把一个苦难给我们。
He will not let any suffering come into us in vain.
他也不会把我们担不起的担子给我们。
And he will not give us some burden that is heavier than what we can bear.
他待我们像一个金匠对待黄金一样。他要用金的炼金金的火来炼我们。
He is treating us like a goldsmith, working with gold, that he will try us and cleanse us with the fire of To purify us.
把黄金里面的杂质都炼掉。
To burn away all the mixtures from the gold.
让普通的金子变成精金。
That the common gold become fine gold.
这是一个跌倒的人、失败的人所经历。
There's someone that who have experienced failures.
他需要这个。
And that is their experience.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother and sisters,
我盼望我们都有能有弥迦他的对这个跌倒的这个态度。
I really pray that we all can have
我们绝对不让我们的跌让仇敌跳舞。
That will not let Satan dancing in joy.
我们要对我们的仇敌宣告说
But we will say to our enemies,
我虽然软弱
I may be weak,
我虽然失败
I may fail,
我虽然跌倒
I may fall,
我却要起来
yet I will arise.
我不要让仇敌夸口
I do not want the enemy to boast.
我给他打败了
I have been defeated by him.
我向他投降了
that I will surrender to him.
我却要起来
No, I say I will arise.
怎么起来呢
How do I arise?
不是靠自己
Not by my own strength.
乃是靠着我等候耶和华
But by me waiting on the
Lord. 我虽然在黑暗当中
Even though I was in darkness.
耶和华是我的光
Yet Jehovah is my light.
这是弥迦的态度
This is Micah's attitude.
最后我要读几节的圣经。
Lastly, I want to read a few more verses.
我们一同勉励。
To encourage one another.
以赛亚四十章。
In Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚第四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
最后的一段。
The last portion of that chapter.
我想我们一同读以赛亚书。
We'll read together Isaiah chapter 40.
从二十七节读到三十一节。
From verse 27 to verse 31.
我们一同读。
Let us read together.
雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言？我的冤屈神并不查问，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造天地的主并不疲乏也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，缺乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。神不疲乏。
God is never tired.
神不软弱。
God is never weak.
他是创造地极的主。
He is the God who created the whole earth.
他是疲乏的他赐能力。
Those who are weak, he gives strength.
软弱的他加力量。
Those who are weak, he gives strength.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。
Even the young man will be faint and be weary.
强壮的也必全然跌倒。
And the young man shall utterly fall.
但那等候耶和华的。
But those who wait on the Lord.
必重新得力。
Shall renew their strength.
这是神的应许。
It is God's promise.
这也是神的号召。
And God's calling to us.
这是神鼓励我们。
God is encouraging us.
让我们等候耶和华。
That we may wait before the Lord.
无论如何。
What, no matter what.
求主保守我们，我们的信心。
That God will protect us and keep our faith.
给我们一个心愿。
That we may have this heart desire.
我们愿意跟随主到底。
We're willing to follow the Lord till the end.
不管我们跌倒多少次。
Doesn't matter how many times we fall.
只要主许可。
As long as it's permitted by God.
我们都愿意接受。
We're willing to accept.
借着我们的跌倒和失败。
That through our failures and
falling down. 更多的认识他。
We may know more about God.
更多的经历他。
And experience Him.
从今以后。
From now on.
我们不再相信自己。
That we do not believe in ourselves.
我们不再依靠自己。
Or trust in ourselves.
像主所说的，我们要否认自己。
We want to deny ourselves.
舍弃自己。
To give up ourselves.
背起我们的十字架。来跟随主。
To take up our own cross and follow the Lord.
所以不要怕跌倒。
So therefore do not be afraid.
不要怕失败。
To fall or to
fail. 不要怕仇敌。
Do not be afraid of the enemy.
我们的主是扶持我们，
our God
坚固我们。
Is a God who protect us and hold us.
当我们还没有感觉的时候，
Even before we feel anything.
他已经预备好了。
He already prepared.
要保守我们走前面的路。
To keep us protected.
不要灰心。
Forward. Do not give up.
我们愿意像主所说的一样，对彼得说：“你回头以后，要坚固你的弟兄。”
Just like the Lord encouraged Peter, when you return, strengthen your brothers.
我们要感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他许可我们跌倒。
He allow us to fall.
他许可我们失败。
He allow us to fail.
让我们更好地来依靠他。
That we may trust in Him better.
更好地来相信他。
And to believe in Him.
信靠他。
To trust in Him.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你爱我们就爱我们到底。
You love us and you love us to the end.
你拯救我们就拯救我们到底。
You have save us and you save us to the end.
无论外面的环境怎样,
no matter how the, our circumstances be,
无论我们的光景怎样,
or our circumstances,
你都负我们一切的责任,
you shall bear all our responsibilities,
而且负责任到底,
and to the end.
你让每一个失败临到我们,
you allow every failure to come to us.
那是要我们更多的来认识你,
may more of us know you.
更多认识自己的不够,
and know our inadequacy.
更多认识自己的软弱和无能,
and powerless.
好让我们全然地投降在你的跟前,
that we may fully surrender ourselves to you.
主，我们把自己交托在你的恩中,
Lord, we commit ourselves into your grace.
你保守我们, 叫我们不失足,
may you keep us from falling.
有一天, 能够欢欢喜喜地站在你的面前,
that we can stand before you,
不要向仇敌夸胜,
and boast to the enemy.
因为我们虽然软弱,
even though we may be weak,
我们的主已经得胜了,
our God is the God of victory,
胜过一切仇敌的权势,
overcoming all the powers of our enemy.
我们是在主大能的保护底下,
under the great protection of the Lord,
生活在地上,
we may live in this world.
没有什么 能胜过这个得胜的权利,
nothing can overcome this overcoming power.
主，我们把自己交给你,
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
你知道我们每一个人,
you know ourselves.
请你照着我们的光景, 来引导我们,
may you lead us according to our situation.
来扶持我们,
support us.
来保守我们,
and keep us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名,
pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.